This executive order provides guidelines to businesses, to healthcare providers, and community leaders using the science, data, and facts that we have at our disposal. We are signing this executive order now, which I just did, because we have community spread in several counties in the state of South Dakota. This is what South Dakotans should do. It is direction on doing the right thing. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page, and it is my job as governor in an emergency situation to set a baseline for what our communities can do. If community leaders want to go above and beyond that, that is what a decision that they can make together. If a local government wants to go beyond, that is a decision they will make. We need to use facts, we need to use science and data to analyze where we're at, and this executive order will give guidance to the entire state of South Dakota. With that, I will open it up to any questions that you may have.
What are the counties?
Governor.
One of the questions that we just got in the room has to do with the counties that we have defined community spread. It is Lyman, Hughes County, and Beadle County. Yes. Question on the phone?
Hi, Governor, this is Steve Angrove from the AP. Can you clarify what your emergency powers are in this situation? Can you order people to restrict the movement of people, order them to shelter in place? Can you order non-essential businesses closed?
This executive order will give a baseline for what people should do in the state of South Dakota. It directs businesses on actions they should take to be innovative, to restrict size groups of 10 or more, to make sure that they're being creative in how they serve their customers. Restaurants and bars should go to takeout or delivery or curbside service. It gives instructions to community members on actions that they should be taking, and it also discusses healthcare providers and their use of elective procedures, that they should refrain from doing that in order to save personal protective equipment in the need that it should be necessary to provide care to address COVID-19 in our state.
Can you confirm that the case in Hughes County is in the women's prison?
We do, this is Kim Elson Rising with the Department of Health. We do have a confirmed case of an inmate in the women's prison. Staff have appropriately isolated that individual and any other potential contacts. We are currently conducting our investigation as we would with any other positive case to determine other contacts that may need to be tested.
Other questions? Jody?
For it to be community spread, there's got to be more than one. So is there only one case in the women's prison, or how does that, where's the part of the logistics of these kind of?
The community spread definition is that if the case is not related to travel or contact with another positive case. So you can have one single case that means community spread.
Are there more cases that will be coming out today to show the community spread, or the numbers going to be updated from this morning?
There are tests being run today. We do not have results on those tests yet. They'll be coming to us later on today, but just a reminder that once our public health lab gets the results of those tests, we need to notify the lab from which they came, which will tell the doctor or physician, that will let the patient know before we have the ability to share it publicly. So that process has to continue to happen, and it is something that we'll share the information with you as soon as we can.
Spread confirmed in Hughes County, does that impact the final veto day of state legislature?
We're walking through some of the options that we have for veto day and talking with legislative leaders on ways that we can facilitate it.
Governor, several local leaders that I've spoken with today have said that they've received limited information on details of who is infected in their area, or details on where those infections are coming from. Can you tell us a little bit about what information you're providing to local authorities?
This is Kim Olson Rison. We are not able to share patient-specific information outside of that patient, providing that information themselves, and in some cases people have done that. So that is protected health information, and we are not able to share patient names with other people.
And can I ask also, while you're on the line, how many hospital beds and ICU beds are available in the state?
I'm sorry, I don't have that information with me. It is something that we track on a daily basis, and so we do know that we have available ICU beds as of today, and we'll continue to track that.
Are there plans to add the cases that are still pending in commercial labs to the tables that are available on the state website so we can have a picture of the total number of South Dakotans being tested?
Yes, the commercial labs will be reporting to the state that information as they come back so that we can share it on the website. And again, the website is covid.sd.gov.
I was just looking through your executive order. It says municipal governments should. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that a legal requirement or is that advice?
It's telling them what they should do. And obviously, if you want to use an example, we can talk about what Huron did yesterday. They went ahead and had a joint city council, county commission meeting. They made a decision to put in place some resolutions and ordinances that would be enforceable and took action in their community. That is something every community in the state of South Dakota will have the chance to do. My job as governor is to set a baseline of what that should look like from border to border in the state of South Dakota, and this is what I am telling our communities and counties to do.
So if they don't do it, can you enforce it somehow, or?
This is what I'm telling them to do.
Okay.
Governor, what is the red line, if you would, for ordering a more stringent lockdown?
You know, as everybody in the state knows, this situation is changing by the hour. I will not look into the future with a virus that we're still learning more about. We will make decisions based on data and facts and what is best for the people of South Dakota.
Put the finest point possible, and you said you're telling organizations, cities, et cetera, what to do, but it sounds like it's still their choice. You're not necessarily ordering something with force of law. It's still their choice. Is that correct?
I am telling them what they should be doing in this state, and our local leaders have the ability to make decisions for their community as well. And I would point to what happened in Beetle County, how they addressed their community spread situation with the county commission and the city council, making a decision to come together in a joint meeting and passing resolutions and ordinances, which are enforceable, that they can do to make sure that they have compliance within their area of jurisdiction. This executive order is detailed. It gives specific guidelines and recommendations on what we should be going on in the state of South Dakota. I'll continue to tell the state what I think they should be doing and what everybody should be doing, and we'll give that type of guidance. It also specifically says to follow CDC guidance, as that is the best information that we have on how we can control this virus and protect as many people as possible.
Governor, I'm trying to read through quick the executive order, but have you any plans on education moving forward? You addressed it a little bit earlier this morning, but I want to plan to change with that.
Yes, we'll be announcing some decisions that will be made on education, our kids, and state employees tomorrow.
Governor, is there any plan for closing salons and tattoo shops? Some of those can be just as busy as bars and restaurants. Is there any plan with the State Board of Cosmetology to do anything about that?
Well, if you will notice in this executive order, it gives direction to every business in the state of South Dakota.
Okay.
What this executive order is doing is telling a business, if you wish to still operate in the state of South Dakota, this is what you need to do.
Governor, Sanford and Avera have both come out today and said their labs are now certified, the terminology. How is that gonna help speed results and things like that along?
So as we have more testing options for those tests to be processed, we expect more people to know their status. But as the governor indicated earlier today, we don't have enough tests for everybody that might want to test. And so people need to be realistic and follow their provider's advice about whether they need to proceed with a test or not. But certainly that commercial lab availability will help.
Will those Sanford and Avera tests feed into the count on your website for positive cases?
Yes, as we have any commercial tests done on South Dakota residents, that will be included in the counts on the covid.sd.gov website when we get them.
Governor, JP at KLRN News Radio, what are the consequences if businesses or municipalities fail to follow your executive order?
Well, JP, this is a baseline that I'm setting for the state of South Dakota. If a business wants to operate in the state, they will follow the direction of this executive order.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back tomorrow. We'll discuss state employees and also K-12 education and decisions therefore. So thank you so much for coming.